Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're up to Simen Kuf Nun Tes Halacha Dalid on the bottom of page 97, Amud Mem Tes. We're going to have to go back to some halachas that we learned in Sif Beis and Gimel. You know what, even though it's going to only come up at the end of page 98, let's just summarize that, of course, the halacha is that for Netilas Yadayim one needs a utensil, a kli, and in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, without getting involved with the details, if you have a utensil that has a hole on the top, so that if there would be water, let's say halfway up the utensil is 10 inches high, 5 inches up, it has a hole in it, so really from 5 inches up and on, it's really not a kli. It's no longer a kli from 5 inches up and on. That's what we have in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. And now we're going to talk about other utensils. Utensils that don't have the appropriate base kibul. So it says in the Chaber, Chemes uchfishu sheim minei nodos shel or shetikna va'oslem base moshev. If you made a utensil out of a leather, notamahem, then you're allowed to use it for netilas yadayim. That we learned in the beginning of the simon that you need a kli for netilas yadayim. Avasak v'kupa sheskinon l'sheves b'lo smicha v'zipsam b'zefes ad she'makam mashkem ein noitel mehem l'yadayim l'fishay nasuyin l'kabel mashkem. But if it's something that's made out of like a sack, a bag, so then in such a case, the post can discuss here in Eretz Yisrael, Rabban Zion Abba Scholz, that's how, if I'm not mistaken, discussed milk bags and so on, even though here in Israel, for those of you who are listening in America might not be familiar, but here in Israel, actually we're slowly catching up with the States. Now slowly more and more cartons are appearing on the shelves, but still, most milk today is still here in Israel sold in bags. So a bag, even though it's used here to hold milk, nevertheless would not be considered a kli, and you would not be able to use it for netilas yadayim, he writes. V'hu adin, so too over here, you know, here people use their black hats for everything. So v'hu adin lekovam shel avadim, so too to use a hat. Well, actually, when we went on camping with my children, it was really, really hot. What we do is we fill up the hats with water. That sounds familiar. We fill up the hats with water and we dunk it on our heads. But that, I guess, would also not be enough to be considered a kli. Even if they'd be like a baseball helmet, that the water wouldn't, although the baseball helmets in my days had two holes on the bottom, but assuming that it didn't have two holes on the bottom, so nevertheless, it's not made to be mekabel mayim, and therefore it cannot be used as a kli. Since people do use it to drink it, and that's mamish b'shas atchak, when it's hot here in Israel, so then we use it to pour water on our heads, so then in such a case, b'dievid, you could use it. I believe the Mishnah Berurah says that is, you would use it without a bracha. Yes, and three lines into Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, he says, v'kasa chayodim b'shas atchak, Godol k'gomadech v'ein lo kliyachem ezeh yitel ubali bracha. In such a case, you'd be used without a bracha, because really mikur d'dina is not a kli. Now he gets into some very important examples of kalim, and many things that you've just assumed that is the custom of kli will begin to understand of what is kosher and what is not kosher. For netilas yadayim, we get into some very, very important halacha l'maisa. It could very well be that sif hei is the most important halacha l'maisa sif of hilchos kalim for netilas yadayim. Zokteh the gimel chaver kli shetchilas tikune kach. If you have a utensil that was made in a manner that can't stand up on its own, nevertheless is considered a kli. In other words, even though it can't stand on its own, but you could, if you would. Use your hand to support it, it would be considered kli. So what comes to mind is like a triangular type of utensil, a cone, very good. A cone, that would be an example. Continues the Mekarev. Fichach, kli shu mali nikavim. So once we were matir, a cone, if you have a utensil, it's full of holes. Mitachtov, upiv tsar lemala. And it's full of holes, so it really can't hold on to the water. Ukish minyech adam etzbo alov ena mayim yotzim. But if you put your fingers under the holes, the water wouldn't come out. then you're allowed to use it. Afal pishen masaklum kiven she'asa lekal bin yizeh v'zeh ikir tashmisho nikra kli. So if it was a utensil that for some reason was made in a manner that people used it both with holes in it, as well as when they wanted it to be a receptacle, they would put their fingers under the holes. So then in such a case, it would function, it functions as a kli. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chav Gimel Malin, Yikom Minim, Estimus and Achaim, Mashman, and Echilip, and Yikom Gdolim, Dohoil Be'esh, Aminiach, Etz, Ba'alov, Eina Mayim, Yoitzim, Mikvishap, Yer Kli, V'choshel, and Netila. So the Mishnah Berurah says the simple pshat is mashma that doesn't make a difference whether they're large or small holes. And then he points out, and then he applies it to a particular utensil that they used to have, something like a funnel. Ulfiza who had been believer shalom sheish raknek of echad rachav lematim makom mitzias amayim can make sure meiser as be yotz amayim gam ke mutter will be mutter. Even a funnel, then the Mishnah Berurah said would be mutter. Avu miloshan Rambam, it could be that it's problematic. So therefore, ayin beber halacha, so obviously it will fall into the category that you should not use it unless b'shas hadchak. Now, the Mishnah Berurah gets into another very important example. Sifkot and Chavdal, mutal menu, dahayinu shemeser aspa v'amayim yotzim milamata. Kas v'achronim, de'ein litol yodav. This is a very important case. Mehakli shekarin giskan. Here they call it a kankan. Today we have them in Israel. What actually put the milk bags in? So you have we call it a kankan, where you have a spout or a cuddy. The utensil has an area. A spout is probably a decent word to use, where you pour out of the spout. Now our natlan, our regular kosher natil sidayim cup, of course, does not have a spout. So what we're going to discuss now is the issues that are related to a spout. If you notice, they never make an Atilas Yadayim cup with a spout. And the reason is for this Mishnah Berurah that we're about to see. The Ein Lito Yodam Yakli Derech Hadad. They cut out into the utensil a half a circle, and that's going to be problematic. So what's the problem? So the problem is, let's see it through the provision in the Mishnah Berurah. V'davka kishadag gavo misafa shel kli, u'mishum de'ein akli machse kamachshke rak ad ha'safa. You remember we mentioned that Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, that there is an issue of that you can't use 5 inches up from where there is a hole. In other words, we spoke about a case where you have a utensil that's 10 inches tall, 5 inches there's a hole, so you can't use from 5 inches and above, because there it's no longer a kli that's machzik, it doesn't hold. So now the same thing over here, if you would fill up the utensil up until the spout, the water would run out. So then that area is no longer considered a kli. So the spout area is not considered an area of kli. By the way, for that matter, you can't wash on the other side of the spout, because coming from the other side of the spout, also that area is already an area in which the water will not be machzik. So therefore, that is problematic. If the spout was already all the way on the top, in other words, you had an equal area, the 10 inches on the top of the utensil, there was also a spout that aided it, the water from coming out. So then that wouldn't be problematic if it wasn't cut lower into the 10 inches. However, here we're talking about that it's 10 inches tall, our milk plastic holders, 10 inches tall, and then 2 inches in, there's a hole that's cut out. So now you've got a problematic because the area you're pouring from is an area that is not part of the kli. Then it will be kli. If, however, the dad is less than the edge, so then he says maybe you could wash from the dad. So here there's a question. What about the area? What about the using the dad itself? So here he brings 2 deos, and the Mishnah Berurah is mesopic. Now the Chazon Ish feels very strongly. He doesn't understand what the tzad is to be makel. He says at the end of the day, as we mentioned, Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, it seems that's problematic, and therefore the Chazon Ish goes to Chumrah, and that's why people don't use a pitcher and other things for for Netilas Yadayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah has a side to be Mekel. Presumably, Svara to be Mekel is, at the end of the day, you view the utensil as not being 10 inches tall, as being 8 inches tall, and then you're pouring from that area of 8 inches. So what would the problem be? So the Chazon Ish says, but that area is no longer an area of Kli. So Yesh Laden, if one wants to see the Dirshu, quotes the Chazon Ish is Archaim Simen Chafal Sifkat and Zayin, the Dirshu has a long Arichos. Then the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more Mekel, and again the Chazon Ish doesn't like it. V'chol Zadavke Kishadadu Kichatzi Agula, Avlom Adadu Kishofoferes, Shekorin Shinuitz, which we call here Kumkum, not a Kankan. Here in Israel we call it Kumkun. We use for heating up water. So over there you've got a full-fledged pitcher, it's entirely fine. However, on the top you have like a funnel type of way in which the water exits the utensil. So here the Mishnah Berurah is entirely made. Afshu bolit l'malo misvasakili, mashu magen avram demutu li tolaf derechadad v'yesh osrim derechadam. I said entirely mekel means that he's mekel according to the magen avram, and says that it would not be problematic. Once again, the Chazon Ish says that area is already no longer a kli. That area doesn't function as a kli, and therefore the fact that it's more of a shifoferes, it's more of a pipe, and not simply a spout. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish is machmir. So that's why the minhag today is that people generally try to use only a utensil with a rounded top. Now we get into another important topic. There are more comments. The kol shekein kli sheish bo barzel lemata. If it has a spout on the bottom, it's certainly okay. Hol mitzvah nas lekabel al yidei kach. That will be what we call for football and basketball, the water coolers. My kids call the water cooler what we called in America the water fountain. So that's I think in Israel they use that expression. But we have Gatorade, our kids, Baruch Hashem, don't know those things, but the football players standing around the water coolers. So for the water coolers, so then that would be this case of the Ramah, that you have a spout on the bottom, that's totally fine. Why? Because you have a kli, you have a kli. The spout, when it stays closed, the kli is functioning as holding. Unlike the previous case that we had in the mechaber, where the water would run off of the spout, here it stays closed until you open it, and then in such a case, that it's functioning as a kli, it has a regular kli kibul. The Ramah is commenting in terms of whether it qualifies as a kli kibul. So the spout is closed, you open it, and then it has a din klibul. One would say that it's not a problem. Therefore, Rav Nevinzal Shlita comments in the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of page 98. Brazim shem mechaliot shebitzava, these types of things that appear in the army. So here, this is the difference between Arzenu Hakdosha and in America. In America, we're familiar from football. So Nemetzal is familiar from it with the army. So that in the army, this is how they transport the water. In other words, they have water for the soldiers in these large boxes, which, again, it's like a water cooler. So in such a case, you'd be able to wash Netilas Yadayim. One condition, of Nevin Sal saying, if it's a complicated contraption where there's no longer a Koach Rishon that causes it, but you by turning the spout, initiate another Koach, and then a third Koach, so then in such a case, then that will be problematic. But if it's Koach Rishon, then it will be fine.
Is that what a faucet's a problem?
Oh, so what about a faucet? So that's where Nevinzal Shlita goes on. Razim hakvun bebotim, elam lito afil v'davzeh, elam kena boi mamayim mitoch mecha. So I wasn't zochet to discuss this with my Rebbe, but I think what he means is the following. Like you said, the water that's coming from the faucet is 2 points. Number one is that it's not coming from a particular utensil that's holding the water. It's water pressure that's being exerted, that's pulling from an area that's entirely some outside of the house and so on. So then in such a case, then that's not sitting in a kli. However, he says that if it was the old-fashioned contraption of a spout, so then in such a case it wouldn't be a problem. So if a person had water sitting in his house and that water immediately entered into the spout, there's no psul of a spout per se, as we see in the Mechaber. The problem with spouts today is that it's not sitting in a tank, but rather it's going through the pipes with the tremendous contraptions that we have of water pressure and so on. So it's not sitting in a particular kli. So then in such a case, it would be a problem that wouldn't be considered Netilas HaDayim. Some people make the mistake, and they think a spout is problematic for Netilas HaDayim, so beferish HaRamah, then it's okay. So up to Heilig HaRamah, the Koshken Kli Sheish Bavar Zalmatel, Hol Metchil and Asla Kabal HaYidekach, is Mutter. But our spouts today are a different spouts. But spouts in the army or spouts in the football game, both of them would be okay.